Take your hymnal and turn with me to hymn number 1, Holy, Holy, Holy. As we stand together, we'll sing the first and last stanzas together. Hymn number 1, the first and last stanzas as we stand. Come today to thy table, the source of all good things, for we know that all who are hungry, all who are thirsty, all who need help, we can find here the food for the nourishment and the nutrition of body, soul, and spirit. We pray that each of us may have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness this day. And may we accept thy invitation, which will bring to us forgiveness and life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now keep your hymnal as you're seated and turn with me to hymn number 37. Hymn number 37, we'll sing the first, second, and last stanzas together. A mighty fortress is our God.
Oh, move. We're here to recognize our seniors today. This is an important day. They're getting ready to graduate. What we'd like to do for them to come up right now so we can recognize them, just come on up to the front. They don't want to do that. They're shy. Come on. Boys this way, girls that way. That's good. Okay. We've got a little something for y'all from South Moffat Baptist and the recognition of your graduation. Sharon's going to call the names, and if there's no one if there's someone up in the balcony that's graduated, not down here, please come down and get your Bible. Okay. From Oscar Smith High School, Jennifer Bagwell. Susan Joshu. Will McBride, Pam Moore, Basil Sands, Jamie Smith, Dan Thrash Jr., Benita White, from Great Bridge High School, Ronnie Gerganis. From Norfolk Collegiate, Lori Hayworth and Scott Overton. From Liberty Baptist College, Jeff Overton. From Old Dominion University, Kimberly Michelle Jernigan. Russell Matthews. And from Virginia Technical Institute, Donna Cullen. Okay. That's all the graduates.
Can we give them a round of applause?
I would invite you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now shall we bow for a moment of prayer. You have some special need in your heart. This will be your opportunity to pray and to meditate upon it. Let us bow and close our eyes in this moment. Father, there is not very much stillness or quietness or unhurriedness about our lives. So moments of meditation and reflection do not come to us in a natural way. But in this time this morning, we have reflected upon some of the needs of our own lives and the lives of others. We pray thy divine blessing upon them. Sometimes we feel in our hearts that we are being pulled and pushed along rather than choosing and controlling in the opportunities that God has for us. We pray that today, in all the choices of these young people, that they shall be able to search and to seek and to discover God's wonderful plan. We pray that they will be able to map out lives that will be filled with activities of good. And then, our Father, we pray today for all who have assembled. May the worries and the troubles of our minds be lightened. And for those, our Father, who have lost their way in this year, a multitude of things this morning, and the concerns over various things, we pray that thou shalt speak peace. We pray for those of our beloved who are sick, who are shut in. And we pray for those, our Father, who have situations that seem impossible. We pray that thou would set each one free from even the fears of tomorrow that may never reach them. And give courage, we pray, our Father, for each new day. And we pray that thou shalt give us something this morning of a new excitement about the greatest gift in all the world, Jesus Christ. May his grace today bless us, and may his ever guiding presence possess us. For it's in his name we ask it. Amen.
Our offertory hymn is 489. If you'll turn with me as we stand together, face to face with Christ my Savior, 489 as we stand.
Jesus Christ, who died for me.
Father, we bring to thee our tithes and offerings, and we pray thy divine touch to multiply and use these to thy glory. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Shadow of death, I will not fear, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine
beautiful sights of a large company of students. Prime Minister of Britain many years ago said, the most welcome and glorious sight one could ever see in the country was a great group of well-trained young people. As they come from our institutions today, they will have to discover the right habits if they're going to pay the price to be the right kind of people. An old Troy general said, the spirit of every victory and the secret of it is getting good and ready. The old French soldier said, the battles are always won the day before. Wellington, when summarizing Waterloo and his victory, said it was not really won on the battlefield. It was won at Oxford, Cambridge, and Eton, the colleges and universities where they trained the young men. The question today is not how to make a living, but how to make a life. The primary thing this morning I would like to emphasize for youth and for others is the important mission of making a life. There are certain principles that need to be in your life. As in the life of Jesus, it said, he went about doing good. Moses in the Old Testament was a man who made a life. Paul in the New Testament was a man who knew how to make a life. And the lawyer came to Jesus and he said, who is thy neighbor? And he said, anybody, everybody, anywhere, everywhere, who needs your help.
Many people have felt that physical strength was the thing that would make life or make it worthwhile. But the business of life is made up of rules, it is made up of standards. We all have rules and we all have regulations and we all have standards by which we live and we abide. I was interested in reading the other day about an artist who was restoring the paintings in an old church in Belgium. He sent a bill for $67.30 to the warden who was in charge of the paintings on the walls in the church. But that was not good enough because the old warden said, I have to have an itemized, detailed bill, audited, and so according to my rules, I want you to send me such a document, which the artist did, correcting the Ten Commandments, $5.12, restoring heaven and adjusting stars, $7.14, touching up